painting out of the window, I think I've generally done it when my life's been very strained, when working on my own seemed easier for me than, because I couldn't have thought with the same concentration about the people I was working from than I usually do, because concentration's one of the most important things there is for painting.
Freud's landscapes are usually views of the backyard seen through the window of his London house. Unlike his portraits, his landscapes fill the entire picture surface. No matter what the medium, each square inch of detail seems equally important.
In the etching, with just the black and white, it's as if everything's right there on the surface, and it's just an incredibly worked, patterned abstraction. To enhance the contrast of the black and white, Freud's printer, under his guidance, inked and wiped the plate in a very subtle and nuanced way, so that some areas retain a thin layer of what we call plate tone, which is a thin layer of ink, whereas other areas of the composition are wiped more cleanly. For example, towards the bottom of the image, you see it's a little bit brighter, whereas towards the top at the right, there's a bit more of that dark plate tone, which makes that area seem a bit more shadowed and mysterious.
In the painting on the wall to the left, Freud uses color to create a sense of depth.
The light filters through the trees, and you can see behind the leaves a little bit further in the distance.
Between the painting and the print is the copper etching plate from which the print was made.
And looking closely at this plate, the level of linear detail becomes even more evident and that much more remarkable.
To hear curator Star Figura explain the etching process, press 6281.